Here's Tiago from the Indie Founder podcast, logging in a winter night in Lisbon, Portugal. The temperature is 14 degrees and it's a lovely night. It was raining the whole day, so there's this wet grass, wet dirt smell around, that nice, really good winter smell. And I almost didn't release or record this episode because I've been thinking a lot about the saying no. Saying no is one of the sentences, the teachings that a lot of entrepreneurs like to say. That is important to say no. That sometimes is, or that the word, the most important word is no. And this means saying no to projects that might feel interesting, appealing, but in the end they are just draining your time and taking your focus away from what really matters. And I thought about this. I thought that I was actually quite good saying no. It's one of those things. Sometimes I feel that I'm even a bit too selfish, that I say no too often to people around. And not because I don't like them, but because I think I'm following this lesson, this teaching. When someone comes to me with a project, and also because of my experience in the entrepreneurial world, I know when a project is serious and when the project is just someone's will to change their lives, but in reality, they don't really want to pursue it. So I thought that I had that figured out. Say no. But today, the end of this week, I was feeling a bit drained and sad and thinking, why am I feeling this way? I was feeling overwhelmed with work. A lot of things that I've done this past week, multiple different diverse things, from working in the product, like features, to recording videos, podcasts, answering emails, thinking about new ideas. So I realized that there's one more person that I need to say no to. And I'm sorry if it feels a bit that I'm short breath. I'm just walking. I like walk. This night, really lovely winter night. But I forgot to say no to myself. And we normally don't, I've never even thought about this idea of saying no to myself. What does this mean? So I'm really good at saying no to other people, but then I forget that I have a lot of ideas, a lot of projects that keep coming to my mind. And sometimes I might not say no. Sometimes I just focus on the wrong things. And that can feel a bit overwhelming. So I started thinking about all the tasks that take time. And this podcast is one of them. If I'm brutally honest about like a framework, so what is the framework that I should follow to decide which tasks I should focus on and which ones I should not? And after thinking about this for quite a while, the metric that makes the most sense for me to follow is the capitalistic metric, is money. So the tasks that I can most unequivocally connect with money, increasing my MRR, should be the tasks that I prioritize. And the tasks that are really hard to justify should be dropped. And this podcast is one of them. I have around 150 downloads per episode. which is lovely. And I appreciate all of you for listening to me every week. But in terms of like connecting that with money, connecting that with success with my businesses, there's not a lot of a connection here, right? Because, yeah, I mean, it's only 150 people. So there's other things that probably I can do that will be more connected. A great example is, for instance, a task of increasing the performance of our database. By doing that, we're spending so much money with Google that by migrating to something more cheaper, I can easily save 300, 400 bucks per month, which is a lot. So I almost didn't record this. I thought that maybe this podcast is one of those things I should say no to. And it's hard because it's something that I really love doing. I really enjoy doing this. And I've learned a lot about entrepreneurship, about myself doing this. So I'm thrown. I don't really know what to do. I think that the solution is to make this podcast more relevant. Is to make this podcast there's a dog walking there. Well, not the dog, person walking the dog. I should make this podcast more relevant. I should make this podcast, connect this podcast more with money. How can I do this? I think the only way is bringing more people to interview, because that way at least I'm learning, right? Something new, something that I used to do a lot in this podcast and it helped me. So that's one thing. The other thing is maybe asking you to contribute, maybe opening, and I had this before, like buy me a coffee page where people can contribute to $5. And that can be something good as well. If I have enough people, at least I can justify doing this. Or I just accept it and say no and do this whenever I want. And in the past, this is... I did this already, right? So I haven't been the most consistent podcaster. As an entrepreneur, sometimes you look to the others that are doing the 9-to-5, working for the man, and we pity them. We think, hey, okay, so you're working for someone else's dream. You're kind of a modern slave. But then I start realizing that you can also be a slave of yourself. And this sounds a bit deep, but it's true. And that's how I sometimes feel. That's why I sometimes feel a bit sad. Because there are certain times when I focus so much on my work, on my projects. Like, it's like we are running towards a goal. And we haven't achieved it yet. And that's exactly where we are at with our companies. The salary we are making is around $2,000 after taxes. So that's very little. It's very little. So I sometimes think, man, it's not enough. I haven't reached that freedom, you know, financial freedom that peace of mind. I haven't reached that yet. So I should keep working and find this solution. And this, it's funny because this solution, this dopamine hit, it's something that can be really, really exciting and energizing. And at the same time, you have a crash. After a while, you have a crash of this dopamine hit. And that's what I feel, that I put a lot of focus. Bam, 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 focus, focus, focus. Work, work, and I put everything else aside. And there's other things I want to do, more personal things I want to do, and I put them aside because I want to reach that goal. And then I don't reach that goal, and then it crashes, and I feel sad. And then I share this sadness with the people around me. So that's wrong. That's really wrong. Now, how can we fix this? I think by accepting and understanding this is already the first great first step. And I've shared this. This has been a problem, a challenge of mine of this journey for a long time. But we just keep, I think my co-founder does this better than me. Keep working, keep the plan. Don't get too excited, don't get too sad. Keep working. And that's what I'll do. I will start following this framework more strictly. Can I connect this task with money unequivocally? I don't even know if this is a word, unequivocally. But can I? If I can, and I prioritize the ones that I can connect with money. And I will drop others. Might be dropping this podcast, not entirely, but maybe not be as consistent, not prioritizing this. And maybe other things. Maybe not working so much in little tasks that I just find fun, but don't really bring any results. Yeah. And do not allow work to take over. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to do this because, again, I think one of the main reasons is because I haven't reached that financial freedom. So I feel that there's always like fire around and I'm in danger. It's flight or fight mode. Maybe that's it. I'm fighting and fighting and fighting because I haven't reached that. So I either fix that problem or accept it. And in reality, it's one of those stress things where, I mean, sure, I'm not rich, but I'm okay financially, right? There's a lot of stability. So it's interiorizing that and keep pushing. So I thought on sharing this with you. Thought on like having more people here in the podcast could be interesting. So yeah, let me know. What do you think of this? Would you be willing to contribute for the podcast if I open a Buy Me a Coffee page once again? Would that be something that you'd be willing to contribute so that I can keep this rolling every week? If so, shoot me a message at WBTiago or answer in the comments on YouTube or email me at tiago@podsqueeze.com, LinkedIn, whatever. Reach out to me and tell me if that's something that you would be interested in doing so that I can keep this going. Otherwise, I will anyways keep this going, probably a bit less consistently. But yeah, so that's today's episode. A bit different, a bit more philosophical. But hopefully in the future, I'll start bringing more guests, more learning. And yeah, let me know if this is what I've just said resonates with you, if that's something that you're also feeling. And if so, how do you fix it? It's also something that it's important for me. This was another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast. And I'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.